but that. You remember how we declare it? La ilaha illallah. We insist upon this game of showing the unity of the unique essence with no form, because that's the essence of the essence to us. And when I talk about the essence of the essence, of course I don't mind the passion that it carries about the Creator, but really, honestly, I mean the meaning of Haq, that word, I mean just, justice, correct, real. You remember those words? Because that's the meaning of Haq to me. I don't need to add a lot from beyond, bringing the beyond understanding, because even in the, let's say, boundary of understanding, these all together will carry all the good positive thing I could feel being attracted to. This is the essence. So do not forget that the only thing which is worthy of attention and looking for is Haq. The rest is nothing. Yes?
Ere the day of resurrection shall appear, and the night thief be shamed before him whose is the kingdom, with the goods stolen by his contrivance and craft remaining on his neck at the day of judgment. Hundreds of thousands of minds may jump together to lay a snare other than his snare.
These minds are apple. Intelligence. That's apple. 100,000 of these apple will try to trick this process. Yes?
They only find their snare more grievous. How can straws show any power against the wind? If you say, what was the profit of being? There is profit in your question, O contumacious one.
What was that about? You volunteer to explain to us. Believe me, that six-year-old boy could do it. That's why I'm asking you. Anybody could help him? Do you remember the messenger of Julius Caesar went to Omar with two questions? First question was, how did he do it? The second one was exactly this. He asked, why did he do it? What's the use of it? And he said, look at you. You're talking to me. If there's no use in talking, don't. And how come I should believe that there is some good and use in you talking, but not his deed? Do you remember that argument? Over there, he was doing what? He made up a story, right? The form of the story was made to give you an essence. Look at you. You try to be clever and you have big questions, which are nonsense. It's quite easy to question the use of creation. But excuse me, what's the use of that argument? What's the use of the argument? Let's say somebody wants to argue with me, believes that the creation is a nonsense. Good? He says, I question the creation. Then what? Okay, the question of the creation. Let's have a soup. So what? Because that's a nonsense argument. You always could do that. Every silly person could sit down and say, I don't believe that. Okay, so what? We don't believe that. Because we are not here to win an argument. Remember the argument, philosophic argument, we left it for the science. So we work together. We want to know who we are, really. We are not here to argue about this stuff. When I say, he's talking as a master. He jumped in. You see that there is no king and a slave anymore. Who is talking here? Rumi is talking. As a master, as a teacher, he's saying that do not do anything but for hap. And he uses the word hap. Right? Then he will say, okay, if you ask that, what is the use of this? What is the use of your question? Yes?
If this question of yours has no profit, why should we listen to it in vain and fruitlessly? And if there are many profits in your question, then why, pray, is the world unprofitable? And if from one standpoint the world is unprofitable, from other standpoints it is advantageous. If your profit is no profit to me, since it is a profit to you, do not withdraw from it. The beauty of Joseph profited the world, though to his brethren it was a vain superfluity.
Oh, that's it. Okay, first the argument was what?
Yes.
I have seen a lot of people, they will try to prove that you're wrong. There has been no creation. Or whatever. And we say, okay, you convinced me. Then what? Because every conversation, every digging for truth is no good. Huh? It sounded good to you, right? If somebody will sit down here and say, every try, every hard work to dig for something is good, you will say yes. Because you don't dare to say no. There are serious stuff that even if you dig and understand, doesn't really help. And it's useless. What is the use, really? This is how we separate. We know that you could question everything. But that's not what we are doing. Because what's the use of questioning everything? We are trying for one thing, and one thing only. Why? It's 1.5 books that I'm talking about it. The exception. The rule is out there, okay, go and have your game with it. We are looking for an exception. An exception which is the essence of the essence. We make up a lot of stories just to shed a light on that. Because we know we are talking about something exceptional and unprovable and untalkable. We are talking about the subject of love, which abides no rules, which there is no way knowing it but to fall in love. We declared all of this. When we are looking for that exception, we are looking for something that is deep down in here. Some attraction to beauty. Period. Okay. Count the attraction to beauty. Huh? When you start to talk about the attraction of the beauty, your mind immediately goes to form. Wait a minute, we talked about it. We are looking about beauty in essence, right? What is the beauty in essence? Is there such a thing? Could you say that in essence there is something which you call the, could call the essence of beauty? Yes or no? I'm listening to someone who's mesmerizing. No, there is no such thing. Okay. Between right and wrong, which one is beautiful? Between expectancy and non-expectancy, between retribution and non-retribution, between the truth and false, between true and fake, between just and unjust, between justice, real, God. Are you listening? What am I doing? I just painted a bouquet of flowers which carries all the beauties in essence, because the essence of justice is beautiful. Justice by itself is not, because normally it's harsh. The essence of just, the essence of correct, the essence of right, that's why we put them all together. Do they come by accident, that they have one root, one hair and a double cough? That's what it is. Huh? We call it different things, but these are the essence of the beauty of the soul. Therefore we say, do whatever you need to do for Hap, and for anything else, forget it. It's not worth it. And do not waste your time to argue about the correctness of this and that and that. Yes?
The beauty of Joseph profited the world, though to his brethren it was a vain superfluity. The melodies of David were so dear, but to the interdicted...
Well, before going that far, what was the first example he brought in? The beauty itself. When we talk about beauty, we go to a guy named Joseph. Then, do you remember the story? No, let's go back. What was the title? Please read the title of this paragraph.
How the retainers envied the favorite slave.
Envy, remember that, jealousy. They said, listen, Joseph is beautiful, but not in the eye of the brothers, because they're jealous. That's what we're talking about. So, we talk about beauty, but we know that this explanation of beauty could never cover everyone. This beauty looks ugliness to someone jealous. Look at the Joseph and the brothers. So, when we say beauty, we say beautiful for the connoisseur, for the people who know the beauty. The jealous people, they have handicaps, so they don't understand this beauty. So I don't need my beauty to be generalized to cover every silly person, because a lot of walking people, they haven't left being a monkey yet. So what? Yes?
The melodies of David were so dear that to the interdicted they were the noise of wood. The water of the Nile was superior to the water of life, but to the interdicted and unbelieving it was blood. To the true believer, martyrdom is life. To the hypocrite, it is death and corruption.
Yeah. What is dying for Ham? To a hypocrite, it's a stupid, right? If something is wrong, try to make some benefit out of that. How about that? Dying for the truth? This is the difference. Because we are talking about something which is worthier than life to us, because we understand that happiness, and we understand that if you have bad imaginations, even in paradise, you're miserable. The situation is better to be in hell, but with good imaginations. But before that, he talked about what? He jumped from the beauty of Joseph to what? To a player of a flute, a name. Do you remember he is